Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us allowing ourselves to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, exactly the reason we come together in meditation each day. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 135. Trusting is knowing. Trusting is knowing. Three simple yet very powerful words. Trusting is knowing. It all starts with trusting. Trusting that voice inside that tells you to go this way instead of this way. That voice inside that says something is off here, and not mentally convincing yourself it's all going to be okay. Convincing yourself, oh, but it really is exciting. Trusting that voice inside that's always here to guide you the right place at the right time, to the right people, to the right experiences, to the right choices. Trusting. Trusting your higher self. Trusting your heart self. Trusting your intuition. Trusting your God self. Trusting your angels. Trusting whatever you want to call it. It's having this firm belief in the honesty and reliability of this higher part of you, this all-knowing wisdom part of you, this part that you can't necessarily see in our outward reality, but you know when it speaks to you. You absolutely know. You get that feeling inside. Your body seems to light up like a Christmas tree, that little, I call that tingling feeling. You sense and feel this knowingness that takes a lot of mental activity to override. This truth that comes through you. Trusting is a firm belief in the confidence that you have in this belief, this confident expectation. You expect it to work out right, even though there is no outward appearance to necessarily show you, prove to you that it is true. Trusting is something we learn. I would share with you something we need to relearn. As a child, we trusted, we would say, one's instincts. They knew when they were hungry. They knew when they needed protection. They knew when they needed love. Look at any child. They express all of that without any reservation. They run to a mother's arms when they want love. They cry when they feel hurt. They reach out when they're hungry. They instinctively know this stuff. And they know when they feel safe. They seem to melt into a mother's arm. Even my dog, Angel, she may be feeling upset. I lift her up and she instantly, as if she melts into my arm and melds with my body, just like a little baby, because she feels safe. She's put her safety and her trust and all the misgivings and upset into the one she trusts. In this case, it's me, her outward mother. That's how we are as individuals, as people. And we seek those people in our life that we know we can simply meld into, be one with, and feel that absolute sense of security. And the trusting we're talking about today's message is to trust inside. Come back to knowing and having total belief in the honesty and reliability of your higher self, your God self, your intuition. This is oftentimes called faith. Faith, unquestioning belief, especially in God. It's not just trust, it's unquestioning trust, complete trust. I was speaking to a friend yesterday and we were speaking about how good things happen. You just keep following that intuitive voice and you go forth trusting. I kind of say it like you meet God halfway. You do your part by following the guidance you've been given and completely believe that or something better is being revealed, showed, brought to you. And you stay in that place. You do whatever work you need to do, but always with the foundation that you're rooted in trust, in God working it out, God making the way, God leaving her beneficent energy there for you, God opening all the right doors. It's an absolute, unquestioning belief. The assurance, this is confident expectation, the assurance and certainty that it is done. It is done. Whatever that means, you don't necessarily see it all. That's what they mean by walking on faith. But you feel it. You know it inside. It feels right. When we get our mental mind out of the way with all the objections. When we're selective who we share it with, not that we want yes people in our life, but just simply say yes without really believing in us or giving us valid information, but people who are not there to tear you apart. Having that unquestioning belief, that certainty, this is faith. Putting your trust in you and your higher self, because your higher self is you. So you allow the melding of what appears to be your outer self with your inner self. You become blended as one, and now you truly can go forth in faith, in the absolute knowingness, complete assuredness, awareness of who you are, the divine expression of God coming forth through you. Divine expression of truth coming forth through you. The absolute knowingness, assuredness that you are doing what you're meant to do. There's no conflict inside or outside. There's no hesitation. There's no second guessing. There is no doubt. There is no misgiving. You go forth in complete, firm, unquestioning belief. Belief is conviction. And conviction, coming from the word convince, means conquer. This is important. To be in complete trust. And I don't know about you, but I have been on that fence many times and many times gone against my higher self because I did not conquer my mental self. I did not have complete conviction. I allowed outward things, concerns, worries, needs, to get in the way of choosing, it's always a choice, choosing to listen and more importantly, follow the inner direction. Trust is complete, total, firm, unquestioning belief. This is a certainty that allows you to step out and do whatever you're meant to do without any concern what people will say, and they will. Whatever they say, it doesn't matter. You are ready, not from anger to take them on for a fight. You are ready because you are so grounded in this knowingness and coming from love. Complete awareness that you are being guided by love. And so love will lead you. Love will speak through you. Love will guide you. This is the knowingness that people mean when they say, I know that I know that I know. This is trusting. No hesitation. No going back. No doubting. Wherever you are today, dear one, wherever you are today, approach this day from trust. An awareness of the message inside. Awareness that you're doing and following, thinking, acting, and being, and feeling aligned with your higher self. Do not hesitate to do a prayer before you take on whatever you feel mentally is a big thing to do, thing that brings you slightest doubt or concern. I've always found that prayer first seems to dissipate and dissolve whatever it is that mentally seems to be having me be in confusion of any sort about who I am and what I'm doing. This trusting is surrendering. That prayer is a surrendering of the mental mind so you can be fully aligned with your heart self and come from that place, speak from that place, act from that place, to be aligned with divine love and allow the gift who you are to be fully expressed. This is our message today. This is a message to be aware of all day. Three powerful words that can definitely guide you to make the right choice. The choice that brings no regrets. The choice that you don't have to clean up afterwards, if you know what I mean. Straighten out the problems that got created because you did not listen. That's what my friend was sharing with me yesterday as he spoke about the value of following God and knowing it always works out right and how you are lifted up when you trust. And yet, how often have we not listened? And in quote, paid the price in having to clean up things in our life, relationships, loss of money, loss of friends, loss of self-esteem, straightening out problems, the drama that takes us away from fully being present and enjoying this moment, this gift we've been given. Trusting is knowing. It starts with you recognizing this part of you, eliminating any sense of separation, knowing you are one with with God, with your higher self, with your heart self. And it is always here for you. And as you practice more and more and heighten your awareness more and more of your knowingness of this existence, this life force, this wisdom, this essence beyond description within you, and as time proves to you how the guidance was correct and you accumulate evidence in your life, you come to this complete knowingness, this true, firm trust, and the willingness to surrender to this trust inside. Not as a giving in or giving up, as a oneness. Oneness. Yes, this is the truth. And believing it, as they say, with all your heart, and acting from your heart self. And it has no choice other than to succeed. With that or a better outcome. You see, we see it through our human eyes, and we don't always see the whole picture. So the outcome that comes may not be exactly as we envisioned, as we thought, we heard, and sought inside. And I promise you, it will even be better. That's why we say that or something better. Oftentimes, we're just given the next door to go through that opens the next door. It's not the end of the road. It may simply be the beginning of the next higher path on your journey. Trusting is knowing. Allow this truth guide you and move you forward in fulfilling your promise, a life of authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Breathe in, long, deep, gentle breaths, focusing your attention on your heart. See and feel God's inspired breath. Sense the sparkling air coming in to your heart, and the air that is cleaned inside and releasing all that is other than God's divine pure energy now under grace. One beautiful breath at a time. Breathing into your heart center, activating the life force, powerful essence, who you are. Focusing on your heart. Listening inside, looking inside, feeling inside. Allowing yourself to be drawn into your heart just as your breath is. Noticing the lights. The color. The color that is here for you now. Notice how it feels. The peace. The calm. The tranquility. Feel and see the pulsating energy within you now. This love essence pulsating within you now. Allowing yourself to come closer and closer to this light as you feel its warmth, its peace, its love. Allowing yourself to surrender all outward concern right now, right here, as you rest in this perfect place, aligned with your soul. Feeling this peace permeating every cell and atom of your being. This peace traveling the inner circuit of your being, flowing throughout your entire being, cleansing you from the inside out. Bringing the energy of love throughout your entire being. As you rest here, one with your higher self, doing nothing other than being here now, trusting your higher self, the wisdom of the divine knows exactly what you need, exactly what to do. Focus your inner mind on anything in your life that you perhaps have the slightest concern about, a relationship, your job, a friendship, health for you or another, and simply from this powerful place inside, feel the love in you streaming out that situation, that circumstance, that person or people now. As you allow God to do the healing, God to find the way, God to leave her beneficent energy here now, God to make it right, God to resolve this situation under grace now. Simply feel complete security, knowing it is done. As you allow this love essence in you to bathe this situation, trusting completely, unquestioningly, it is done. And you give thanks. Thanks for this knowingness. It is done. Thanks for what no person can do on their own. Thanks and gratitude knowing your prayers are heard and acted on under grace now. As you hold this energy of knowing it is true, absolute knowingness, it is done. Complete assuredness. Yes, it is complete. Feel that peace within. As you come back into your own heart center again, know this feeling, dear one. It is already done. And the peace that comes from this knowingness. And now it's time to come back to live our everyday life from this place, resting in this knowingness, in this peace that fills your entire being, the knowingness it is done. You and God are one. It is done. The life force energy flows through you, expresses through you, it is done. And you may go forth in peace, feeling this authentic peace that comes with knowing God has gone before you and it is done. So as we began, we breathe. Slow, gentle breaths. As we come back to the surface, knowing we are one with God, being fully at peace, and putting our confidence in our God self, doing, thinking, saying, and acting from this place of divine love. Becoming aware of our hands and our feet, squeezing them ever so gently as you breathe into your heart and breathe into your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
I am an instrument of God to be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Have confidence and trust in your higher self. Trust is knowing I am divine expression of God. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. Oh.
Yes, it is true. You and God are one. All is well. God bless. Namaste.